Hello everyone, my name is Abby and welcome to my horror podcast. This is the place to be if you're a horror freak just like me. Creepy encounters, serial killers, cold cases, everything you want and more. It's all right here. The stuff that nightmares are made of. Let's get started. Number 1. I posted my story as a response to an Ask Reddit thread and was told I should post it here. So here it is. Growing up, I always wanted to go on a bike ride at night. Something about it seemed really cool to me. It wasn't until I was 13 that my mom finally let me. She told me to wear my helmet, have my phone, take a flashlight, and she set the parameters for where I was allowed to go. She gave me about 4 miles, which was a lot to me. So right after the sun set, I was off. I loved it. There were no people out walking their dogs, no kids running around, the temperature was perfect, etc. It was really fun. So fun that I ignored the limits my mom set. You see, where I was biking was all walking paths. It was one of those grassy areas between two neighborhoods. There was this long path that went at least 600 feet at a 25-degree angle. I was flying down this hill, having an absolute blast, and darted right through the parameters. My mom set these limits for a reason. Everything on the inside was close to houses and people. The outside, more specifically the place where the path I was on led to, was barren. I rode along this path for 10 minutes before I could only see some of the lights of the houses on the inside of the limits. After 15 minutes of riding along this dirt path, I hear singing. It sounded about 30 to 40 feet in front of me. I stop riding to hear it better. It was a woman's voice. She was singing Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles, but she wasn't singing the words. Just the melody of the vocals. Her voice was strange. You know how when you have phlegm in your throat, your voice gets scratchy? That's what her voice sounded like. I inch forward to try and see her. I get close enough to see the silhouette of hair bouncing up and down like she was headbanging. I decide to get my flashlight out. I'm thinking that maybe this person is in need of help or something. Or maybe this is an insane person and the light will scare them away. So I take the flashlight out of my pocket, point it at her, and turn it on. The moment the light hit her, she stopped moving completely. She was facing away from me. She had disgusting hair that seemed to be sticking together in clumps. Some of her hair was ripped off, too. She was wearing a very oversized bright red hoodie. I was almost too scared to move. I think she was too. I conjured up as much bravery as I could and said, "Sorry," in a very oops, this is the wrong room kind of way. She didn't respond. I turned off the flashlight and put it back in my pocket. I was turning my bike around. She screams. She screams in an awful, high-pitched voice. I damn near shit myself as I throw myself back onto my bike. I hear her voice getting closer to me. I book it as fast as I can. I don't look behind me, and I don't stop pedaling. Her screaming grew quieter and quieter until it dissolved into the howling of the wind. Number 2. This particular event happened almost a year ago, sometime in mid-October. A couple of friends and I drove out to visit an old friend of ours from high school, George, who now lived about an hour out of the city. We spent the whole day with him, and it was really late when we finally decided to start the drive back home. My friend Lisa was passed out in the passenger seat. She had a few drinks and decided to spend the ride home asleep. My other friend Sam was sitting in the back seat behind Lisa and was playing a game on her smartphone. I, of course, was driving. I was following the GPS's instructions back to the freeway. At that moment, we were driving down a dark street with thick trees bordering both sides. Everything was pretty peaceful, with the only sounds I could hear being that of the car moving along the road and the radio on low volume. Suddenly, my car let out a loud jolt, and it felt as if I had hit something. Sam let out a shocked scream while Lisa remained dead asleep. I slammed on the brakes and the car came to a halt. I was breathing heavily when I asked what the hell had just happened. Sam peered through the back window and gasped. She turned to me with an angry look on her face and shouted that I had just hit a dog. I looked through the back window and sure enough, a dog was lying in the road a few yards behind the car. Sam is a pretty big animal lover, so I wasn't surprised to see her get pissed at me. She was about to open her door and rush to the animal's aid when I stopped her. Once I had gotten over the shock of running over a dog, I got a gut feeling that told me that something was off. I'm no braggart, but I consider myself to be a very attentive and safe driver. My eyes were on the road at all times, and I distinctly remember not seeing a dog in the road prior to the car jolting. Yes, it was dark, but I was sure that I would have at least seen the dog in the headlights before hitting it. I looked through the back window and took a closer look at the dog, or at least as much as I should make out in the reddish light coming from my taillights. It was a fairly big dog. At least a golden retriever or something like that. One particular detail caught my attention. I could see the dog's tail wagging. Now, I'm no expert on the mannerisms of animals, but I was sure the last thing a dog would do after being hit by a car would be to wag its tail. After a moment of thought, I pressed my foot down on the accelerator and sped off. Sam snapped at me and ordered me to go back, but I told her that something was wrong with the whole situation. She continued to argue, but she fell silent as she looked back towards the back window. She asked, "What the heck?" with a shaken voice. I looked in the rearview mirror. Though it was dark, I was able to make out the silhouettes of three large figures emerging from the trees on the side of the road. The dog was now up on its feet and jumping around joyfully. The three figures looked in our direction as I pressed my foot down on the gas harder and sped off. Sam and I remained silent for the rest of the ride home. It wasn't until a few days later that we told Lisa about it. We've been back to visit George a few times since then, but we always make sure to leave before sunset. Still, I dread to think about what would have happened if we'd had gotten out of the car. Number 3. When I was a teenager, I was goth. Black hair, black clothes, black makeup, even had a pair of combat boots. My friends and I, in typical goth fashion, hung out at the local cemetery. We started going as a joke, but soon discovered we liked the peace we found there. That all changed one night. My friend called to see if I wanted to hang out, and I did. None of our other friends were available. They were either working or recovering from partying the night before, so we were on our own. My friend picked me up and we drove up to the cemetery. We were hanging out, smoking cigarettes, and BSing about the latest issues she was having with her boyfriend when we noticed at the top of the hill we were on, about 100 feet away, that a bonfire had been lit. You have to understand that this cemetery is about a block off campus of a major university, and it's not uncommon for college students to go there to party. My friend and I sighed, knowing that we would have to get going soon. It was illegal to be in the cemetery after dark, and we knew the police would show up because some jerks had decided they needed a bonfire. We decided to finish up our cigarettes and then take off. Just then, the most horrible stench came wafting down the hill from the direction of the bonfire. My friend gagged and covered her mouth. I groaned and said, "What the hell?" My friend shook her head, saying, "I don't know what they're doing. Let's just leave." We get in the car and one of us suggested, I honestly don't remember who, "Maybe we should just go up and see what they're doing." My stomach turned and a cold shiver went through my body. My friend must have said had the same feeling, because at the same time we both said, "No, we should leave." My friend turned the car on, switched on her headlights, put the car in reverse, and looked over her shoulder before starting to back up. I was still looking up the hill. A figure stepped in front of the bonfire. I could only see a silhouette, but I was sure whoever it was watching us. A feeling of terror hit me, and I said, "Go, go, go, go," getting louder and more panicked with each word. My friend looked back up the hill for a second, and just as the figure took a step towards us, she slammed on the gas and peeled out, going in reverse down the hill. She rammed the gear shift into drive, and we were out. We didn't say anything for a while until she said, "What the hell were they burning?" I shook my head. "I don't know." She dropped me off at home, and I went to bed. The next morning, I woke up and went out to the kitchen. My mom was there drinking her morning coffee, and I joined her. We talked about our job for a bit when she suddenly comes out with, "Did you hear what happened last night?" I shrugged and I say no. I had just gotten up. She tells me that a woman she works with was kidnapped from the parking garage. "Oh my God," I say. "Did they find her?" "Yes, but too late," she replies. "Whoever took her had raped her and murdered her. They found her mourning up in the cemetery. He had tried to dispose of her body in a bonfire." I froze. My brain was going a mile a minute, the realization slowly creeping up. That's what the smell was. Needless to say, I never hung out at the cemetery at night again. I think back to our decision to leave instead of investigating the fire. That one decision could have changed everything. Dark silhouette in the bonfire? Let's not meet. All right, you guys, thank you for listening. This is my very first episode for my podcast, so I wanted to keep it a little short and simple. That's why I only recorded 3 stories today. More will be coming up soon. Thank you for anyone who listened to this. Sorry for the few minor mistakes I made while reading. I was thinking it was just better to keep going than to keep having to start over and over again because of one little mistake in wording. So hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will speak to you guys soon, my lovelies. Take care.